You're listening to All Law, an audio series brought to you by Lakshmi Kumaran and Sridharan, a leading Indian law firm. At the firm, we are proud to combine knowledge of law with extensive experience in industry and technology in order to design practical legal solutions for our clients. This podcast series is a part of our knowledge sharing initiative where we will discuss notable judicial and regulatory developments and analyze the business implications of the law as it evolves in India. In this podcast, we will discuss an issue pertaining to credit on oxygen concentrators provided to employees and the need for clarity on this aspect. With the recent second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic sweeping the country, the importance of medical care and particularly of oxygen equipment cannot be overemphasized. In this backdrop, it has become commonplace for companies to purchase oxygen concentrators and provide the same to their employees on returnable basis, depending upon the needs of the employees. While this is a welcome measure for the employees, one pertinent concern for the company is whether the credit of GST paid on these oxygen concentrators that are provided to employees on returnable basis is available to the company. Typically, such oxygen concentrators are kept at the locations of the company and provided to the employees as and when the need arises. Once the oxygen concentrator is used by an employee, the same is received back by the concerned location of the company and will be used further for other employees on need basis. The entry point for availment of credit under GST law is the use of goods or services in the course of furtherance of business, and thereafter, all supplies are also required to pass through the litmus test of not falling under any of the restricted categories. The definition of business under GST law is of wide import, including within its ambit any activity, whether or not it is for a pecuniary benefit. As far as the nexus with business is concerned, it is possible to take a stand that since the oxygen concentrators are used to assist employees to improve oxygen levels during the COVID-19 pandemic, the concentrators are used in the course of furtherance of the business of the company by maintaining the health of their employees. The restricted category which is causing a dilemma in the minds of the taxpayers is the restriction vis-a-vis goods or services of both used for personal consumption. The question is whether the oxygen concentrators that are provided to employees on need basis are used for their personal consumption, and therefore credit in respect of these concentrators is restricted. At first blush, it appears that the oxygen concentrators are indeed used by the employees and their families for their personal use, and therefore the same should be barred under the restricted category of goods used for personal consumption. In order to analyze the position, it is of prime importance to understand the meaning of the term personal consumption. The term personal consumption is not defined under the GST law. Drawing an inference from the VAT law governing the European Union, in the context of motor vehicles, there was an exclusion from credit for a person who intends to use the motor car exclusively for the purposes of a business carried on by him. Further, the provision also stated that a taxable person shall not be taken to intend to use a motor car exclusively for the purposes of business carried on by him if he intends to make it available otherwise than by letting it on hire to any person, including where the taxable person is a partnership or a partner, for private use, whether or not for a consideration. In the decisions, while deciding on whether the motor vehicle was intended to be used exclusively for the purposes of a business, the following factors were considered: legal impediment or restraint or contractual restraints to private use can be considered as unavailability for private use. For example, a board resolution barring a person from private use. The object is to prevent claims to deduct tax on cars purchased for business, save where the possibility of private use is excluded. Available does not mean only physically available. Physical restraint as well as legal restraint are equally effective. For example, physical restraints such as parking the car in a locked car park out of business hours could be effective. Insurance cover is not determinative of private use. Physical restraints for private use of motor vehicle can be ignored, and therefore the motor vehicle was available for private use. Physical restraint does not prevent the private use of the vehicle. It is to be noted that the EU VAT law in the context of non-business use is different than the reference to personal consumption under Section 17(5)(g) of the CGST Act. Since in EU VAT, the law is based on intention and availability for private use. Though the terminology used under EU VAT law is not personal consumption, but non-business use, even if the above is applied to oxygen concentrators given on returnable basis, it is worth noting that the use of the oxygen concentrator is not exclusive to any particular employee. Further, such oxygen concentrators are provided to the employees on need basis. Once the oxygen concentrator is used by an employee, the same is received by the concerned location of the company and is used further for other employees on need basis. Accordingly, the use of the oxygen concentrators by the employees is only on need basis and not on an exclusive basis. Additionally, the aspect which merits consideration is that the oxygen concentrators are not being consumed by the employees and their families. To further elaborate on this, in the process of using the oxygen concentrators, the same will not get consumed as a commodity by the employees and will be received back by the company for further use by other employees. Therefore, the use of the oxygen concentrators is regulated by the company and these are not consumed as such by the employees. The oxygen concentrators are provided to the employees only on need basis and would not be disposed of by the company. Based on this rationale, it is possible to take a stand that the oxygen concentrators that are given to the employees is not hit by the bar of personal consumption. On a cursory reading of the restriction of personal consumption, it may appear that since the oxygen concentrators are solely used by employees and their families, the same is barred by the restriction of personal consumption. In the absence of judicial precedents and clarity on the understanding of the term personal consumption, availment of credit is not free from dispute. Owing to two different interpretations, the issue is highly subject to dispute. Considering the current situation created by the COVID-19 pandemic and making available of oxygen concentrators to employees has become common practice, a suitable clarification should be issued covering the highlighted issues to put an end to the woes of trade and industry. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this series. We would love to hear your feedback, comments, and questions about the episode. You can write to us at podcast@lakshmishree.com to know more. You can even suggest topics for future episodes if you'd like to hear more about them. Do check out our website www.lakshmishree.com, which has been linked in the episode description below, to keep you abreast with the relevant legal updates. We hope that you'll join us next week.